mutter. And the din of kisei hadam, when you shecht a chaya or an oaf, you have to cover up with the dam, milamata, milamaila, with offer, that only applies to chaya, doesn't apply to behem. And there's another din, when you shecht the behem, you have to give as well a chayayim b'hakeva to the kohanim, it's one of the 24 matans kuna, that only applies to the shecht the behem, not if you shecht the chaya. So the difference is la'alocha. As far as shechita is concerned, they both need shechita. As far as dam is concerned, the behemah and chaya, the dam is also by both. But there are many differences between behemah and chaya. So here's a machlekes hatanoim. The Chumash says, "Lo sevashu gedi b'chalevi, moi basa b'chalev is also gedi," and the Gemara is going to derive. All behemahs are included. All kinds of animals that are called behemah. What about chaya? Do you say chaya b'chalev behemah? But he get to basa b'chalev, so it'll be an isa there, right? So chaya is not b'chalev behemah. And what's the din of oif? Even if you say Chaya is b'chal behema, but an oif is totally different animal. So maybe a chicken and milk, maybe that's only basa b'chal of deraisa. So there are different opinions in the Tanoim. So the Mishnah, the Perek starts off, kala basa asa levashal, all flesh is asa levashal b'chal of, chutz mi b'sa dogim v'chagovim. Dogim v'chagovim is muta, but everything else is asa. Sounds like even chaya and oif is also asa. And we assume later in the Perek that the only time there's an Issa Bishol, Lasa Labashal, is when it's Basa B'chol of Der Isa. It's only Basa B'chol of Der Abana. So it's Muta Labashal, it's Muta Banua. So the first line in the Mishnah seems to imply that Chayav Oof is Basa B'chol of Der Isa. And then the last line in the Mishnah, Hanoida, the top line of Kuvdal and Amin Aleph, the last line in the Mishnah says, if a person takes a nether not to eat flesh, so whatever person takes a neder, you have to determine what's included in a neder, what's not. It doesn't matter, let's say he's speaking Hebrew. It doesn't matter biblical Hebrew. It matters the Hebrew that he's speaking. Is manazeh. In our country, what does that word mean? It doesn't matter. In Eretz Yisrael, they speak Hebrew like this. Shaz in America, when we speak Hebrew, a person takes a neder in Yiddish, or whatever language, in English, you have to figure out Bosa mokam, bosa zman. What is the connotation of the terminology that he used in the neder? Benedorim halocha chaloshim aniyodim. So the Mishnah says, Hanoidim min abosa. A person takes a neder not to eat bosar. So the question is, what's included? So the Mishnah says that chicken is also included. Chicken is also included in the loshim aniyodim abosar. The only thing that's not included is mutab sadog mechagav. Fish is not included. And Losh Mani Yodim, when he says Basar. And grasshoppers, there are kosher grasshoppers, non-kosher grasshoppers. So even kosher grasshoppers, but they're not considered the fleshig. That's the first line in the Mishnah, the parva. And the grasshoppers are not included in Losh Mani Yodim in Basar. So the Gemara points out that the last line in the Mishnah that implies that chicken is included when a person takes a net and not to eat Basar, chicken is included. That should really depend on a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and a chachamim, and the Mishnayos and Maseches Nedarim. In the middle of the Nedarim, you have 20-30 blot. A lot of dafim go on and on and on and on with all these details. Bizman Atanaim, what was included in this terminology? What's not included? What's Loshim and the Yodim? And the Miri writes on every daf there, whenever the Gemara comes to a conclusion, what is included, what's not included, it says, Bosa Mokim or Bosa Zman. That's what's included in the Hebrew language in the days of the Tanoim. Not necessarily going to be the same today. Everything that it says there in the middle of the Dharma is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not significant the way the Miri says. You have to take a poll today. What's included in the Lashon HaYodim? The spoken Hebrew in Eretz Yisrael, the spoken Hebrew in America today, is not at all the same as it is in the days of the Tanoim. And the Taisus points out, and the Gemara points it out, that Lashon Torah L'chud V'Lashon HaYodim L'chud. You can't bring a rai from biblical. You cannot. The Gemara will sometimes say, "Afal pishen rai ledover zecha ledover." In the Dorm, the Gemara will say that this word has this connotation, even though there's no beferish rai. There's a zecher. I'll quote a pasuk from Chumash. Chumash doesn't really prove the point. Chumash shows you what biblical Hebrew is. Over the centuries, by the time you get to the days of the Tanaim, the Hebrew could have a totally different usage. So that's what the Gemara will sometimes say. You see from the pasuk. But it's not really a raya brura because in dorm halacha halashim and the other. So the Gemara says there is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim maseches nedarim. If a person takes a neder and halashim and the other, it means one thing. Let's say he said, "I ask you to please go to the store, buy me a loaf of bread." So you're going to go to the store. They don't have any loaf of bread. You come back. You say, "But they have a bottle of milk." have a bottle of soda, what's a tushtel? You're not going to come back and say, they ran out of bread, should I buy some milk or soda? It's totally a different thing. It has no shaykhes. What if they ran out of bread, and then they have chayes, they have matzahs? So maybe you come back and you say, they have no bread, they have matzahs? Tamoitzi has some tzarashoveh. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. If I ask you to please buy bread, and you're going to bring back matzah, you haven't fulfilled my shlichas. You brought back the wrong thing. But if you come back and say they ran out of bread, should I buy you some matzah? So that's midi dimimlach alei shaliach. If I'll send a shliach to go purchase something, and I'll see that that's sold out, but they have something else that's similar, may or may not be included in what I asked them to do. So that's a machleg zebe kivin achachamim, whether is that included in the loshem and eodim. Midi dimimlach alei shaliach. If the shliach would come back to ask me, to consult, they ask, should I buy that? Second best, should I buy that? So that's what the Gemara says over here. If I ask a shliach, please go to the butcher and buy some flesh. You go to the butcher, he's all sold out of flesh. You come back and ask, he's sold out of meat, should I buy chicken for you? You're not going to ask, he's sold out of meat, should I buy spaghetti? Should I go to a different store and buy potato chips? What does it have to do with the meat? But you will come back and say, he's all sold out of meat, would you like me to buy some chicken? So that's immediately mimlach alei shaliach. So that's a machlek that Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in principle. Is that included in the Dorm Halacha Chalosh Marion? So the Gemara poses this as a stira. Isn't there a contradiction? And in a contradiction within the opening Mishnah, the first line in the Mishnah says, "Kol abasa, all flesh, including chay, including oaf, is not only also to eat mitam basa b'chol, it's also to cook. Also to cook means that it's minatayra. If it would have been midirabanan, would have been mutter to cook." So the opening line in the Mishnah is the loike Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that chay v'yoyf is only mid the Rabbanon. The opening line in the Mishnah seems to assume all three, deim chay v'yoyf, everything is basa b'chol of the rice, it's all also the bishul.
But basa does not include behemoth tmeiyah.
Okay, that's another.
Ordinarily you might say meat is meat, whether it's kosher or not kosher.
Okay, that's the Mishnah is going to learn out from another pasuk, on the gedi behemoth Torah. Okay, another din, it's another din. That it doesn't apply to behemoth man, right? I told over this story that a couple of years ago, a group of people who manufacture the special feed that they give to the animals, to the sheep, in order that they shouldn't develop muscles. So the flesh will be very soft. What do you call that?
Veal.
Yeah. So they came to Rabbi Ganak because they know that he was very friendly, always very friendly with the governor of New Jersey, and they needed a toiver that he should please speak to the governor of New Jersey about something that has to do with their industry. So they had three goyim representing 11 companies in North America. I think could be some of them in Canada, most of them in the United States, and they asked them for a toiver. So they came on a Friday morning. That's when I'm in the OU office. The rabbi Ganak comes into my office, says, please come in. He calls in the other rabbanim. He asks the guy, could you please say it again? So they're explaining what the feed is made of. So it turns out, it sounded like it's bas v'chol of their isa. That they take flesh and they cook it in milk and bamish bas v'chol of their isa. And from the time that the sheep are very, very young, this is what they feed them all the time, every day.
Huh? Calves.
That's what they feed the calves, yeah. So this is what they feed them all the time. And in Shulchan Aruch, there are more paskins like Tosis. There's a Mishnah in the end of Tmura. The Mishnahs in Tmura talk about which animals are posel lahakrov al gabi hamizbech. Different cases. So there's a Mishnah that one of the Tanoim, Rachnina ben Antignus, I think, says that if you have a behemish in its patman, kol yemei chaya, an animal that developed all of its lifetime for years, it was only got fattened by eating isuri hanoa, so the Tana says you're not allowed to be makrivit on the mizbech. So the Rambam says we don't pass like that Tana, so ignore what he said. That's how the Rambam writes. So that's how the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam. A behemish in his patma, kol yemei chaya, the animal was fattened up all of its life, only with the Isuri Hanoah, there's no problem. You can eat it. You can bring it as a carbon. You can eat it. There's no problem. There are more paskins like Taisus, though. Taisus says the reason why you're not allowed to be makariv is Taisus assumes that we do paskin like Rab Chanina ben Antignus, like this Tana. The Mishnah doesn't quote that anybody disagrees. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, this is only, it's quoted in his name, it's one man's opinion, and it's self-understood that no one agrees. And Taisus says, not so. The Mishnah doesn't quote anybody disagrees. So we assume that's the halacha. So, and what's the reason for the halacha? Pemish and Ispad, Vakoy Mechayah Bisuri Hano. If you lead the animal, you're indirectly getting Hanor from the Isuri Hanor. So Taisus says it's not only a din that you're not allowed to be makrivit on the Mizbech, you're not allowed to eat such an animal. If the calves were grown all the time on Basub Chalav Deraisa, Zosim Hanor, then you're not allowed to eat the veal. So that's what the Ramah Paskins, like the Taisus, that you're not allowed to eat. So these Nochrim are explaining. So the Rabbi Ganak says, can you please say again for the Rabbam? So they're explaining. Yeah, they take the flesh and they cook it in milk, and that's what they feed the calves, and that's how it develops. That's why it doesn't develop the muscles, and that's why it's so soft like butter. Because they eat the veal. It goes down your throat very easy. You don't have to chew it hot. So Rabbi Ganak starts talking to the Rabbonim in Gemara Loshen. So we said, Bas B'chob D'Raisa Teiknesh, so you can't eat the flesh. So the suggestion was, maybe Rabbi Ganak asks him, instead of cooking meat from an animal, what if you'll cook pork with milk? Because a behemoth tomato with milk is not basa b'chol with their eyes. So the goy says, but Rabbi, that's chazer. So Rabbi Ganak explains to him, if it's chazer, it's treif anyway, so it can't become basa b'chol. If it's kosher, oh, the goy understands it now. So how did he know what chazer is? His wife is Jewish, and his in-laws are Holocaust survivors. So that's what they were zeichet. They came to America after the Holocaust, and their daughter married this guy. Yeah. So that was a whole issue. That's why some rabbanim don't permit eating veal, because the way it sounded as if that it's based on Basa B'chol of their eyes. If the further investigation, it turned out that maybe it's not so clear. Maybe it's not so obvious that it's Basa B'chol of their eyes, and maybe they only cook it in a klisheni. We'll have to learn this dinam over here. Maybe the worst it could be is only basa b'chol of the rabbanon, in which case muta b'ano. So the veal would be muta. But that's how the whole story began. That's how the whole issue began here in America.
Yeah.
No, they didn't change. After further investigation, it seems that it turns out that the cooking of the meat with the milk is not done in a fashion that is bikli rishon. They only cook it in a klisheni. Worst it could be is a bishul in a klisheni. So the Gemara says, just like klisheni is not mevashal by Shabbos, so klisheni is not considered bishul by basa b'chalav either. So it's not, it'll be basa b'chalav the rabbanon, but then it'll be muta b'ano, won't be also b'ano.
Isn't there my focus also with something fly that Shabbos as a fly or?
Sure, yeah, we're going to have to. Here the Gemara said beferish that bishul b'klisheni does not create basa b'chol of derais. Other things are questionable, but this says beferish in the Gemara. So the Gemara was bothered with this apparent contradiction in the Mishnah. The opening line in the Mishnah states that all basa b'chol of, including basar oif and basar chaya, sounds like it's basa b'chol of derais, and therefore it's also b'bishul. If it would have been only basa b'chol, the rabbanah should be muta b'bishul. It sounds like it's basa b'chol of derais. It's the loike Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that, and we in Shulchan Aruch we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that the chay of the oaf is only the rabbanah, and therefore it's muta b'bishul and muta b'ano. And then the Gemara says, but the seifa in the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. Seifa says that in b'nedorim haloch achaloshim and yodim. So the word basar, v'loshem v'yadim, does include chicken because it's a meat of dimimlach alei shaliach. If I'll send a shliach to the butcher shop to buy meat, and they won't, they'll be all sold out. So he'll come back and ask, should I buy chicken? So meat of dimimlach alei is included in the nedarim. So the Mishnah says that even chicken is also included in the nedar. So the sefer of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva said. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's what we went through last week, the first 10 lines in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was Reisha Rabbanah v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. The opening line in the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chai v'Yoif is only the Rabbanah should be muta b'bishul. The Sefer Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer by the Nedarim, what's included, what's not included, that even chicken is included in Losh and Basa because it's emitted the Mimel Chalei. So that's only Aliba and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara gives two answers on the kasha. The first answer is Rabbi Yosef. Last week we left off after the first answer. So the first answer is Rabbi Yosef. The second answer is Rabbi Ashi. So Rabbi Yosef says the Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yudam Nasi is the one who edited the Mishnah. He had many he didn't compose the Mishnah. He had many brises available to him, and he picked out which to canonize, which should be the official text of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is Rabbi He. The Mishnahs were edited by Rabbi Yudam Nasi. And Rabbi Yudam Nasi holds half like Rabbi Akiva and half like Rabbi Akiva. So the opening line in the Mishnah, "V'nasiv l'ali b'detanoi," and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made a compromise, sometimes like Rabbi Akiva, sometimes against Binadarim, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, what's included in Loshem and Yadim, so like Rabbi Akiva. The Midah Dimimachale is included. So the word Basar in a Neder does include chicken. And when you get to Basar B'cholov, where the Chayiv Yoif Aderai said the Rabbanan, is Sabalok Rabbanon. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. He paskins the Loki Rabbi Akiva that it will be an Issa Deraisa. That's why it's also a Bishul. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. And Rav Ashi disagrees. He says, why is it necessary to say like that? True, the later Mishnayos say that if it's only Basar B'cholov, the Rabbanon, it's only also Ba'achila. It'll be Mutta B'Bishul and Mutta B'Hanoah. And that's what it says in your everyday also. Whenever it's only that's how it says in the Rambam, and the Mechaber in the everyday quotes it from the Rambam word for word. Basar B'cholov the Rabbanon is only also b'achila, and it's muta b'bishul, muta b'ano. But the opening line in the Mishnah can design that it's according to Rabbi Akiva also. Kol ha'basar also levashel, some of it will be deraisa, some of it will be the Rabbanon. Maybe Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that chai v'yoif is only the Rabbanon, and it's also b'bishul also. Maybe this Mishnah disagrees with the later Mishnah. That's Rav Ashi answers. Kula Rabbi Akiva. The Reish also goes like Rabbi Akiva. And you have to read the Mishnah like this. Kol Abasa also Levashal Becholov. You're not allowed to cook any flesh, even Chai V'yoif. You're not allowed to cook any milk. Mehemid Divrei Torah, Mehemid Divrei Sofrim. Some of it is also Medirabbanon. And Basa Becholov Rabbanon is also Asa B'bishul. Not like the Mishnah that says later. Chutz Mim Sadogim Achagov, Mishenim Loimim Divrei Torah, Loimim Divrei Sofrim. That's not even an Issa Derabbanon. So that's what Rav Ashi says. You can't necessarily insist that the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah is the Lok Rabbi Akiva. You can say the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, and it's Chelek on the later Mishnah. This Mishnah holds a Basar B'cholov Rabbanon is also Asa B'bishul. So the Gemara says, but the next line the Gemara is going to say Amar Rav Yosef, but Rav Ashi is wrong. Rav Yosef is going to repeat what he said. Rav Yosef said the Mishnah was edited by Rabbi Yudam Nasi, and in the Reisha of the Mishnah he adopted a position against Rabbi Akiva. In the Sefer he's adopting like Rabbi Akiva by the Midi Dimil Machalei in Hilchas Nedarim. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara is going to continue Amar Rav Yosef after the two dots, commenting on the next line in the Mishnah. The second line in the Mishnah introduces a Gzeira Derabbanan that clearly is not an Issa Deraisa. The first line you can't tell. Kol Abasa Asa Levashel. You don't know whether it's Minatarim Derabbanan. The second line is Beferish Adin Derabbanan. If there are two people eating on the same table who are friendly with each other, husband and a wife, or parents and their children, and some are eating fleshik, some are eating milchiks, and they're friendly to the extent that sometimes I'll stick my hand in and take some of, I'll nibble on something that the other person is eating. If you're eating in a public restaurant and you don't know who the other person is, so why should I nibble part of what he's eating? So if the people don't know each other, so you don't have such a Gzeira Derabbanan. But if the people are friendly with each other, so the Mishnah says, "Asa l'halasim agvin al shulchan." You're not allowed to have two different people eating on the same table. One is eating fleshiks, one is eating milchiks, unless you have some kind of a hecker in between them. So it says the only you're not allowed to have one fleshiks, one milchiks, even if the one is having fleshiks is eating chicken, or he's eating deer's meat. Also, you're not allowed to. If one is eating milchiks and one is eating chicken, it's asur chutz mi b'sadog machagov, because that's not basar b'cholov at all. So that's only a gzeret. That's clearly only a gzeret. The rabban asur l'halas imagvin al shulchan. Not allowed to have two people eat one fleshiks, one milchiks. If they're friendly with each other, that's clearly a gzeret. The rabbanon. So the Gemara is assuming that we have a rule. The chachamim are authorized by the Torah. Ushmartem es mishmarti. Assume Mishmeris L'Mishmarti. The Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Chaf Aleph, that pasuk is the source and the chumash, that's the concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachrei Mos. Mishmartem es mishmarti levilti asas michakos atayvos ha'ela, something like that, shenasu lefnechem. So the Gemara understands in the pasuk, Mishmartem es mishmarti doesn't only mean be careful not to violate averis. No, Ushmartem asum mishmeris l'mishmarti. You should make a harchoke. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Asay siyog latar." You should make gzeris and siyogim. So it's based on that pasuk, Ushmartem es mishmarti. So the Rashi writes on the first daf in Beitza, the Beis Din only is authorized by the Torah to make a gzeira derabbanan if they're concerned that someone's going to violate an issa derais. But they have no right, it's prohibited to introduce a gzeira derabbanan if the whole concern only is someone's going to violate an aver derabbanan. That's not sufficient tzorich. Let's say the Gemara has in a few places an expression, milsa de lo shchicha lo gozer b'abbanan. If it's a far-fetch chashash, the chachamim have no right to make a gzeira derabbanan. Let's say they made a gzeira derabbanan that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar, because the Gemara says hakol chayovim b'tkiya shofar. Everybody's mechuyev. All the men, all the Jewish men are mechuyev all over the world. Bein hakol b'kiyim b'tkiya shofar. Most people don't know how to. A lot of people don't know how to blow shofar. Most people don't know how to blow shofar. So they were concerned. A gzeira shema yavirena dalaram. Someone's going to carry for sure. For sure, every time Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there are going to be many people all over the world carrying the shofar on Shabbos. Or if first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so you have to shake the alad minim. So they made a gzera the rabbanon because they're concerned that many people will be mechal Shabbos, they'll forget, and they're going to carry the alad minim. If it would have been only a milsa de lo shchicha, once every 100 years they're afraid someone's going to do an avera, so you make everybody crazy. Ganz klal Yisrael shouldn't shake a lulav on Shabbos because once every 50 years someone's going to do an avera. That's ridiculous, that's not fair. So just like a milsa de lo shchicha, if it's a far-fetched chashash, you have no right to make a gzera de rabbanon. The insufficient cause. Not sufficient cause. So too, if they are concerned, but the whole concern only is it's a concern. Whole concern is they're afraid someone's going to violate an aver derabbanan. So that's insufficient cause also. If you're concerned someone's going to violate an issa deraisa, then you have a right to make a gzera derabbanan. The Rishonim all. Okay, sometimes you have that. Okay. Sometimes you have. Sometimes Hacham felt it necessary to make the din of the rabbanon even more chomer than the din of the rice. And sometimes Chacham Masel Chizuk Levim Kishel Torah equal to the din of the rice. And sometimes the Gemara says in Perek Azov, does that make sense? Chacham Masel Chizuk the same as a din of the rice? So you have all three possibilities in the Gemara. Each case is different. Each case is different. So this, it's not an ironclad rule. We have many times you do have a gzera l'gzera. But the Gemara says, generally speaking, the Chachamim are not authorized by the Torah to make a gzera derabbanon if the whole chashash only is that someone's going to violate an issa derabbanon. The Rambam and the Rishonim before and after the Rambam, they all raise the question, what right do the Chachamim have to make a gzera derabbanon? Why isn't that a violation of Baal Tosef? The Chumash says, you're not allowed on. These are 613 mitzvahs. L'Soysev, L'Baal Tosef, and Baal Tigra. You're not allowed to. There are no amendments to the Constitution. The American Constitution.
They're exercising authority.
Ah, so that, so that's what the Rambam answers.
They don't say it's a 614.
But they're the Gavidor. They're the ones who say
no, no. So that's what the Rambam says. That's not a violation of Baal Tosef because it says Ishmartem is Mishmarti. Right, so the Prima Godin points out, what if the Beis Din will make a Gzera Derabon and a Gzera L'Gzera? The Klal is not supposed to make a Gzera L'Gzera. That's insufficient cause. What if they'll go ahead and make a Gzera L'Gzera? So the Prima Godin says the Beis Din who makes a Gzera L'Gzera will be in violation of Baal Tosef because they were never authorized in the first place. The only thing that were authorized was Ushmartem es Mishmati, Asum Mishmeris L'Mishmarti, V'lo Mishmeris L'Mishmeris. You're not allowed to make a gzera derabbanan. That's what Rashi writes on the first daf in Beitza. How do you know you have no right to make a gzera l'gzera? It's all from the mashmois of that pasuk. Ushmartem es Mishmarti has the connotation Asum Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, introduce a say siog la Torah, but not a Mishmeres L'Mishmeres, a siog to another thing that itself is only a gzera derabbanan that you have no right to. So the Beis Din will make a gzera l'gzera. It won't be binding, and the Beis Din will be in violation of Baal Tosef. They're not allowed to make such a gzera derabbanan.
Didn't you quote last week from Hilchos Imamim according to the Rambam that you cannot be machmir on based on Mechayim, you can't be machmir on a derabbanan as a deraisa? So he was quoting that they were allowed to. What would the Rambam say to that?
Good kasha. I don't know. Okay, it's a good kasha. The Rambam we mentioned last week. The Rambam in Hilchos Imamim poses this question: how do the Chachamim have authority to make a gzera derabbana? Why is that always a violation of Baal Tosef? So he says, no, the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make a gzera derabbana. But then the Rambam says, if they'll pass it on, if they'll fool the people into believing that it's a din deraisa, so then it'll be a violation of Baal Tosef. But if they tell them, no, this is a din deraisa and this is a din derabbana, They're not pulling the wool over their eyes. They're not fooling the people. So then the Rambam says, there's no Issa Baltosim. So it sounds a little funny in the Rambam. If they fool the people into believing, if they misrepresent and they say it's a din deraisa, that's a violation of Baltosim. That's a violation of Sheker. They're not allowed to lie. They're not allowed to deceive the people. You don't understand the Rambam. Then the Raivid disagrees with the Rambam. He says, no. The Gemara has many times a din derabbanan. And the Gemara says, I bet you learned it out from the Pasuk. The Gemara says, no, it's only a din derabbanan, the cross machta biyam. Pasuk is only an asmachta. So the Raivid says, what does that mean, cross machta biyam? It means that they fooled the people into believing that it's a din deraisa. So it sounds like it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivid. Is it permissible to fool the people some of the time? So the Rambam holds, not allowed to fool the people. If you fool the people into believing that a din derabbanan is a din deraisa, you're in violation of Baltasek. Instead of saying it's a violation of Sheker, he says a violation of Baltasef. Then the Raivid holds, you are allowed to fool the people. That's the Machlekes, the Ram and the Rav. Very strange. So last week we mentioned the Rav Soloveitchik said he heard from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, he doesn't think the Rama means that. The Rama meant to say, you're not talking, no one's talking about fooling the people. The Rama meant to say, you're not permitted to introduce a Din Derabbanan with the same Chaimah Hadin like a Din Deraisim. If the Besdin will introduce a din derabbanan and be machmer on the din of the rabbanan. We say safik derabbanan lekula. We have a din of something bedikas chametz is only with the rabbanan. So the Gemara says emnu rabbanan with the rabbanan. We say that a kotnim would be nemer on bedikas chametz because the whole institution bedikas chametz is only with the rabbanan. You always have kulis in din of the rabbanan. You have to have kulis if you're going to introduce a din derabbanan with the same chaimer hadin like a din deraisa. You're going to tell people that it's the rabbanan. You're not going to fool them, but you're going to introduce chumers. So that's the interpretation. The Rambam holds that that will be a violation of Baltasim. And the Rabbi disagrees. He says, no, that's what an asmachta is all about. If you have a din derabbanan that has an asmachta, you're permitted to be... The Rabbi didn't mean you're allowed to fool the people. No one's talking about misrepresenting, fooling the people, lying to the people, and saying that it's a din derabbanan. The Rabbi means, asmachta means you're allowed, you're permitted to introduce, to make a din derabbanan with the same chaymer adin like a derabbanan. So that's what he's asking. But once in a while, the Gemara will say, "Chachamim asu chizik l'debreim yosem mishal Torah, yosem mishal Torah." And sometimes the Gemara says, "Chachamim asu chizik l'debreim kishal Torah." So that's his kasha. How can it be? How can it be if the Rambam holds it? That's an isa bal teisav. If you're interpreting the Rambam like that, so mistam in those cases, they're also kulis. There's some kulis there too.
Isn't there a difference when they make a gzeira if they give a town for it or if they don't tell the reason? Many times a gzeira without a reason.
Every gzera has to have a very good reason. Has to, but usually they don't incorporate the reason into the nusach gzera, right? The Gemara says, and Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says when the Bezin used to make a gzera derabbanan in Eretz Yisrael, the Bezin Agadol, for a year they wouldn't reveal the reason for the gzera. Right? Because if they'll tell the reasons, every time Dick and Harry will decide, I'm intelligent enough to know what's permissible, what's not permissible. So I don't need the gzera derabbanan. I'm not going to fall in. So they made a gzera derabbanan. They never revealed the reason until after a year. After a year, the people are observing the gzera, so then they would leak out the secret to say what the reason is. So there are differences between a gzera derabbanan where the reason isn't, once in a long while, the reason is incorporated into the nusach gzera. Not allowed to do this because of this reason. In Ruba deRuba, 98% of the time, the gzera was instituted stam, and the reason was not incorporated into the nusach gzera. In very rare cases, they incorporated the Tamak Zer into the Gzer. There are differences between them, but you always have to have a reason. You have to have a very good reason to make a Gzer
derabbanan. The Torah gives you a reason. You don't have to observe it. It doesn't apply.
Tashina, time in the Krah, right? Yeah. There's a difference, right?
Wasn't that the problem of the Gzer of Adam HaRishon? He gave it to Chava with the same Chomer.
Not the touch. Yeah. That was the mistake. The Gemara says that was Adam Rishon's mistake. Kalamaisev Gareh, because he added on. So that's why she fell him at the Nachash. That's how the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, yeah.
Why is there a new deal for Hanukkah?
Right. That's the Ramban explains in the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says when they introduced the Yantav Purim. So there was Purim was before the Bayis Sheni. Hanukkah was towards the end of the Bayis Sheni. So Purim came first. So the Gemara says in Megillah in the first parak when they introduced the Yantav Purim, the whole world war. the Tannaim, the Chachamim were fighting, it should be Baal Tosef. Why should it be Baal Tosef? So the Ramban explains that until then, they made a lot of gzeiros, the Rabbanim. They had a din of muktzah in the days when David HaMelech died. So Shlomo HaMelech asked Shaul, what do I do with muktzah? Then Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, made a gzeiros in the Tilis Yadayim. He didn't make all the Tilis Yadayim that was added on in a later generation, but he started off the gzeiros of the Tilis Yadayim for Truman. Then he made the din of Erevei Chatzeres. And there seems that there were all along, there were a lot of gzeiros, the Rabbanim. So gzeiros, the Rabbanim, the gzeiros shmartim es mishmarti, that was legitimate. That they always had a tradition. Ases yog la Torah. Purim was the first time they made a mitzvah, not a gzeirah, a mishmeres. First time they made a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, there was such a war going on, how do you have a right to make a new mitzvah in the Rabbanim? That should be an outright violation of Baal Tosef, and there is no pasuk that authorizes it. Oh, so that's what the Gemara seems to answer, that if you have a mitzvah midirabbanan, that the obligation to do it is midirabbanan, but even if there wouldn't have been an obligation midirabbanan, you would have volunteered on your own, it would have been a kiyamah mitzvah deraisa. So that's it. To give shevach v'haidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mefarsim the nisim, that's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and Igdashta b'soch b'nei Yisrael. We want to be mefarsim in the fact that Rabbanu Shalom gave us a Yeshua, and he gave a nes. So that is a kiyama mitzvah deraisa. So that seems to be, the pashtus is the same as by Chanukah. All the mitzvahs midirabbanan that are not based on a shmartem es mishmarti. That's how the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Shmartem es mishmarti is only asei siog la Torah, to make a hachoke, to make a gzeira. And these are mitzvahs esei midirabbanan. So you only have a right to make such a mitzvah midirabbanan if there's a kiyama deraisa.
Assume
Anissa would work for Purim and Hanukkah, mm-hmm. But what works for Tishah B'Av?
Which was the Nabi?
He's asking that should all be Baal Tosef, right?
So
in Zechariah, when they built the second base on Migdosh, so the Baal HaBatim had a shayla, should we still fast on Tishah B'Av? And they sent the shayla to the Kohanim and to the Nevi'im in the Beis HaMikdash, to the prophets who were in the Beis HaMikdash. Efka b'chodesh ha-chamishi hinozer. Should I still cry in the fifth month, Nisni or Sivan Tamazov? Should I still cry on Tisha B'Av as we have been crying the last 70 years? For the 70 years of Golas Bavel, they introduced a minig. There never was a Takonos Chachamim till Zechariah came along. They had a minig to fast on Tisha B'Av, fast on all the Taneis. So now that they built the second Beis HaMikdash, they said, yes, should we still fast on Tisha B'Av? What was the shaila? Because the whole fasting on Tisha B'Av is an avelus over the lack of the Beis HaMikdash, but now you have a Beis HaMikdash, but they all knew that the second Beis HaMikdash was missing so much, it couldn't compare to the first Beis HaMikdash. When they finished building it, so the psukim say the old-timers were crying. How does this compare? This is Ka'ayim Be'enem. This is a fake. It's an imitation Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't compare to the first Beis HaMikdash. So they all knew that there's a lot missing. That was the Shaila. Does it make sense? Should we still fast or not? But I was a little boy and they made the Hakamas HaMedina. So that was the Shaila that they were asking at that time. Should we still fast on Tisha B'Av? So the answer was yes. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's nothing to declare about. But then by the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, that was a Shaila. So the Navi gave a very unclear answer.
They had to go ask the Rabbanim Shaila. Zechariah said he had to ask.
And right.
So the Rosh said, you see how important the mitzvah of the Rabbanim, you couldn't pass away, he said you still had to ask the Rabbanim Shaila.
Okay. So the Navi Zechariah gives them an answer on this Shaila. Should we still fast on Tisha B'Av? And the answer is very unclear. He says some harviv, some achamisha, some hashviv, some hasiri. That refers to the first day of Shivasa B'Tamuz, the fourth month, and the first day in the fifth month is Tisha B'Av, and some Gedalia Nasar B'Tavis. So the Navi calls him tzom, so Ravi. Sounds like he's endorsing it. Until now, it was only a minig. Now the Navi says, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzom harviv, some achamisha, you have to fast. Then he says, then he finishes off the sentence in the pasuk. They'll be happy days of celebration. Sounds like you're not allowed to fast. So Zastira right away, Menei Bey. And then the Navi continues to say, did I tell you to fast on these Taneisim? I told you to keep Shabbos and Kashvis and Taras HaMishpach and Tamiyanis and business and so on. To let feed the Abediri after 6 years and Yoivim and so on. You're not listening to me. So how to punish you? How to destroy the Beis Hamikdash? You're not listening to me, so do whatever you darn please. You're not listening anyway. So the Gemara asked her, what did the Navi answer? They asked her, Shaila, should they still fast on Tisha B'Av? So the Navi talks out of three sides of his mouth at the same time. First he says, Tzomar Reviv, Tzomar Chamisha, you have to fast. Now it's Mediri Kabbalah. Until now it was only a Minig. Now the Navi endorses it, you have to fast Mediri Kabbalah. Then he says, Yir, L'Sosan, L'Simcha, L'Beis, you're not allowed to fast. Then he says, do whatever you want. You didn't ask me in the first place. You're on your own, so do whatever you want. So the Gemara says, that was the answer. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah interprets, that was the answer. Sometimes you mechuyif to fast on Tisha B'Av and so on. Sometimes you're not allowed to fast. And sometimes you're out to Misanim, you're out to Misanim. So the Gemara explains when you have each psak. So what was that based on? Sometimes you have to fast, and sometimes you're not allowed to fast, sometimes you have to celebrate. So that's based on the Ramban on Chumash, on Parshas Naso, as well as the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban is of the opinion that one of the 613 mitzvahs, it's unclear which are the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and they were before the Rambam, the Bahag, and after the Rambam. The Rambam is not the only one. So there are different opinions what's included. So the Ramban deletes a whole bunch of mitzvahs in the listing of the Rambam. He has to replace them with other mitzvahs, that he should have 248 mitzvahs sase, and 365 mitzvahs lo sase. So the Ramban, both on Chumash and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, writes, he thinks that one of the 248 mitzvahs sase is, whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. We haven't built so many Bat Mikdashes, but that's the mitzvah. Whenever you build a Beis, how many days do you have to celebrate, how many kavanos do you have to bring, which chazan should sing, which niggin, which rabbi should hold, which drasha, and how many days it should be, and how many hours every day, that's a hayra ashur, that you have to negotiate. Each time you build a Beis HaMikdash. But in principle, Beis HaMikdash is an important thing. It's a milestone in the history of the Jewish people. So when you build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. And when a Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you have to demonstrate that the tragedy occurred. So the Navi is interpreting what pshat in the Chumash is. It says, there was Shivas Yimei Amiluim. The last 7 days in Chodesh Adar, they brought special Kabbana Shivas Yimei Amiluim. Ayyibay Amashmini is the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then the first 12 days in Chodesh Nisan, each one of the 12 Nisim brought the Karbonis. So there was 7 day celebration and 12 day celebration. On that occasion, that was a long celebration. Then when they built the Bais Rishon, it says they celebrated. It says when they built Bais Sheni, they celebrated. Rabban claims each one was a different amount of time, different Karbonis. The details were always different, but in principle, he says, that's the mitzvah in the Torah. Whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. Whenever a Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you have to observe Avelis to demonstrate that it's a tragedy. That's a major tragedy. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So apparently, observing Chanukah, that's how the Gemara says, all the Yamim Tovim and the Megillah Steinus that were added on by the Chachamim during the period of the Bais Sheni, everything revolves about the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was spared from destruction, whenever the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle, so they would save the Beis HaMikdash. There's not a din whenever the Jewish army in Eretz Yisrael is victorious in battle, they make a yontif. No, whenever the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle, so they were sparing the Beis HaMikdash from being destroyed. If they would have lost the war, the enemy would have destroyed the whole Beis HaMikdash. And when major donations were made to the Beis HaMikdash, when the Hakrovas HaKarbonis was improved, when the institution of Kuhunik Doyla was improved, the institution of Sanhedrin has to meet in the Beis HaMikdash also. So that's an institution of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Megillah Steinus is all about. So apparently the Tisha B'Av is also, it's part of this one big mitzvah to celebrate when you have a Beis HaMikdash. So the biblical obligation to celebrate is only when you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash. When they defend the Beis HaMikdash from destruction, or you have a major donation, or you improve the Hakrovas HaKarbonis, that's optional. That's not obligatory. That's optional. But because it's optional, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, so that's not going to constitute a violation of Baal Tosef. The Gzeir is the Rabbanon, that's based on Hishmarat HaMes Mishmarti. The Mitzvahs Midi Rabbanon, Mitzvahs Esim Rabbanon, that there's no Pasuk for. So that the Gemara seems to say, the only time the Chachamim have a right to introduce a mitzvah Midi Rabbanon is if Ben Kovaka, even if without a mitzvah Midi Rabbanon, there would have been a Kiyum HaMitzvah on the level of the Reis. Otherwise, it's going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. That's what it would appear from the Gemara. Yeah. According to the Rambam holds that one is obligated to daven once a day, every day, min haTorah. And the fact that we have a specific text, and the fact we have to daven 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day on Yom Kippur, so that's all midrabbanan. But min haTorah, there is an obligation to daven once a day, every day. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He says no. He says even to daven once a day, every day, is also only midrabbanan. The Gemara says tefillah is only midrabbanan. But the Ramban admits that the inyan haTefillah is deraisa. And Tanakh it says Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, they all daven. So there certainly is a kiyama mitzvah. A person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like talking to the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom is listening. So there is a kiyama mitzvah there. I said there. You're not obligated to daven in a Torah, but there certainly is a kiyama mitzvah. So that's what the Ramban says. That wouldn't be the fact that they introduce a mitzvah in the Rabbana to daven, that wouldn't constitute a violation of Baal Teis, because there is a kiyama deraisa. The kiyama mitzvah on the level of deraisa. So the Gemara continues on the bottom of the daf. Rav Yosef is arguing his point. Rav Yosef doesn't like the answer. Rav Yosef preceded Rav Ashi, but when Rav Yosef lived, he presented his whole shita. So he said, you cannot interpret the first line in the Mishnah. Kol ha'basa osa levasho b'cholov, some is deraisa, some is derabbanan. No, it's going to contradict the Mishnah later. Mishnah later in the Perek says that basa b'cholov derabbanan is muta b'bishol and muta b'ano. It's only osa b'achilas. So what are you going to say? This Mishnah disagrees. This Mishnah holds that even if it's only basa b'cholov derabbanan, it's still osa levasho. So he said it's not true. Read the next line in the Mishnah. The next line is clearly agzer derabbanan. Osa lahalas and magvina ala shulchan. You're not allowed to, if one person is eating chicken and I'm eating milchiks, we're not allowed, and it's a husband and a wife, or they're friendly with each other, people who might nibble from each other's food, so they're not allowed to eat fleshiks and milchiks on the same table. So Rabbi Yosef argues, if you're going to tell me that the Reisha, the Mishnah, includes Bas B'cholav Deraisa with Bas B'cholav Derabbanan, so the second line, Asa Lahalas and Magvina, you're not allowed to have one person eat chicken, the other person eat milchiks, isn't that Gzeira L'Gzeira? You're not allowed to have it on the same table because you may by mistake eat it. But even if you eat it, it's only an aver derabbanan. Chicken and milk is only an aver derabbanan. So that's what he says. You see from the second line in the Mishnah that the first line is talking about basa b'cholav deraisa. It's not talking about basa b'cholav derabbanan. That's what he says. Amar Rav Yosef, shma minof, in the second line in the Mishnah, you see that I'm right. The basare b'cholav deraisa, the Mishnah is the loike Rav Akiva. The first line in the Mishnah can't be according to Rav Akiva. The Mishnah is assuming that even oif in chay is also deraisa. These are gadaitach derabbanan. If the alternate pshat, if Ravashi's pshat would be correct, that the opening line in the Mishnah just says all basa b'cholav, even if it's only basa b'cholav derabbanan, is also b'bishul. So how do you read the next line? Also l'halas ala shulchan is only a gzeira. These are gadaitach derabbanan. Chicken is only derabbanan. Chay is only derabbanan. Even if you eat them together, it's only the Rabbanan. Isn't that a gzeira l'gzeira? And you have no right to make a gzeira l'gzeira. Then the Gemara in the Bezok, where is the source for this idea? That the Bezin has no right to make a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Gemara does not. We have a Mishnah in Chala. The din of Chala, the din of Chumash, says, Hoy b'cholchem yelechem ha'aretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you want to eat lechem. Lechem means bread or cake or cookies. It's all called lechem. If you eat oatmeal cereal or wheatina, farina, something like that, or Cheerios or Wheaties, that's not called lechem. You never say hamoitzi on that. But any cake or cookies that if you eat enough of it, you say hamoitzi, it's called pasa babikis, and it's a subcategory of lechem. So whenever you eat lechem or lechem, pasa babikis, not lechem, so then Mishnah say you have to be mafrish chalam. So the chi of challah deraisa is only in Eretz Yisrael. Only if you eat lechem in Eretz Yisrael. Challah chutz la'aretz was only introduced midirabbanan. We have trumas and maisas also. This is for the mitzvahs of tlius ba'aretz. The agricultural mitzvahs only apply min haTorah in Eretz Yisrael. So trumas and maisas only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Midirabbanan, they introduced trumas and maisas in chutz la'aretz to the aratzas hasmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael. To those countries and chutzlars that border on Eretz Yisrael, because they made by mistake. They may take some of the fruits and vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael and sell them on the border. Today, they can take it the same day, they'll export it from Eretz Yisrael and deliver it in New York, and people will be eating it the next day. But in the days of the Tarim, they didn't have airplanes, so the whole chashash could only apply if it's Paratzas Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, and the country is that border on Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they'll sell some of the fruits and vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that are tevel. They'll sell it in the bordering areas, and the people will think that it grew there in Chutzlar, so they won't realize it grew in Eretz Yisrael and it was exported. So they made Gzer Derabbanan, Paratzas Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mafrish, Trumas and Meisers, Midirabbanan. It's not Minateretz, Midirabbanan. Chalo, they made Gzer Derabbanan, not only Aratzas Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, even in America, even a totally different continent, not only all of Europe and Asia and Africa, which is on the connected to Eretz Yisrael, even in Australia, even in America, you have to be Mafrish Chalo. Why? Why did they make such a Chumra Midirabbanan so far away? So Tosis writes in Kiddushin, because it really looks like a Chayvus Haguf. It doesn't look like an agriculture mitzvah. It doesn't look like a mitzvah Tliya Baretz. Because it doesn't really, Trumas and Maises depends where the fruits of the vegetables grew. Challah doesn't matter where the grain grew. It matters where you do the lisha, where you do the gilgal, where you're kneading the dough. If you take flour from America and you bring it to Eretz Yisrael and you knead the dough in Eretz Yisrael, that's Chayv and Challah and HaTorah. If you take flour from Eretz Yisrael and you bring it to America, it's Chayv and Trumas and Maises, because it grew in Eretz Yisrael. But if you did the Gilgal, the Lisha, the kneading of the dough is done in New York, so it's not Chayv and Chalam and Atar. So it doesn't really look like a mitzvah Tlibor. Mitzvah Tlibor should depend where the stuff grew. And here in Chala depends where you're doing the Lisha. So that's what Tosis points out. It is a mitzvah Tlibor. We don't understand why it is a mitzvah Tlibor, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like a Chavis Aguf. It depends where you're kneading the dough. So that's why Midirabbanan, Kedei Shalot Tishtakach Mitzvah Schala, they didn't want, they knew that the Chachamim knew it's going to be a long drawn out goal, it's going to last for years and years and years. It's almost 2,000 years since the Churban Bayis Sheni, and the Jews are going to be traveling all over the world. So when the Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael in the last century, nobody knew, the most religious never heard of Trumas and Maises. Everybody was eating Tevel. They didn't know. In Europe, they only knew about Basta B'Cholov and Nevelis and Trefus. They didn't know anything about Afrosh's Trumas and Maisers. And it took a long time till they straightened out the Asik to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisers. So they wanted that we should be used to the mitzvah of Chala. Today, Shalot Tishtakach mitzvah Chala, they introduced Chala all over the whole wide world. Chodosh is a big machlekes hatanoim, whether Chodosh in Eretz, Chodosh in Chutzlar, the Mishnah says Chodosh applies even in Chutzlar. But the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim, where the chodesh b'chutz lortz is derais or derabbanon. That's a machlokes hatanoim. So most of the major rishonim hold that chodesh b'chutz lortz is derais. If it's derais, it applies all over the world. And the minhag olam always was lahakel. Everybody, for so many generations, everybody was eating chodesh b'chutz lortz. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach quotes from the Sefer HaTrumah, that's the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Bali HaTosis. Sefer HaTrumah is like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's very easy reading. Nothing complicated like that. Mam is like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And every so often he sticks in a Chiddush, he's a Bali HaTosis. Every so often he puts in something, a Chiddush Dik that we never heard of. So the Sefer HaTrumah writes like this. The reason why the Minhag Olam is Lahakam HaChodesh B'chutz Laretz is we assume the Chodesh B'chutz Laretz is only the Rabbanon. So it's the same as Trumas and Maises, though he only introduced it by Rosas Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. So if you live so far away, you live in America, you live in France or Germany, so by Rosas Harchokas L'Eretz Yisrael, so they never introduced the Chumra de Rabbanon. Yeah. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes that. Aruch HaShulchan gets all excited, he quotes that the Sefer HaTrumah also. That's what the minig was based on. It's a difficult minig because most of the major Rishonim do not agree with the Sefer HaTrumah. They say the Chodesh B'chutz Laretz is deraisa. Yeah. If it's deraisa, it should apply all over the world. It shouldn't be only restricted to the Aratzas HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. So we have a din of Chala and Eretz Yisrael. Chala and Eretz Yisrael is a Pasig and Chumash. Grada Bizman HaZeh, Chala and Eretz Yisrael is also only Midirabban. That's the Gemara in Ksubis in the second parak on the Afkhaf Hei, that the Pasig says, B'vayachem al Ha'aretz. B'vayachem means, Bi'as Kulchem. So in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it was Bias Kulchem. Everybody crossed over the yard, and they all entered Eretz Yisrael. After the 70 years of Golas Bavel, and the Jews were given permission to return back to Eretz Yisrael, so hardly anybody showed up. Small percentage of the Jews said there was a lack of Bias Kulchem. It was no Bias Kulchem. So the Gemara says that Chalav is manazen, Eretzel is also only midirabbanan. But it's not that there are different levels, there are 1,001 levels of dinim derabbanan. It's not that a din is either deraisa derabbanan. A din deraisa is a din deraisa. There's one bari olam and he gave all the dinim deraisa. They're all on the same level of seriousness. Sometimes the punishment is mocham. Sometimes you get misa, sometimes you get kari, sometimes you get misa v'dei shemai. But a din deraisa is the same level. The dinim derabbanan, there are different levels of chomer hadin derabbanan. Some are more serious than others. So challah Eretz Yisrael today is only midirabbanan. Challah b'chutz l'aretz is a much lower level of a derabbanan. It's a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan. Challah's chutz l'aretz. So that's what the Gemara in B'chiris. Taisa talks a lot about this. The Gemara in B'chiris on Daf Chav Zayin on the base. Taisa quotes it. The Gemara says there are a lot of kulas that you have in challah's chutz l'aretz that don't apply to any other din derabbanan. Only in challah's chutz l'aretz. Because Chalas Chutz Lortz, it's an Isa Derabbanan Kal. It's a lower level of a Din Derabbanan. So the Mishnah in Chalas has one of these, one of the many coolest. The Gemara is going to bring it up, and Tyson talks about it. And Chalas in Eretz Yisrael is like Truma. Chalas and Truma, the same dinim. So Chalas can only, Truma may only be eaten by a Kohen who's Tahor, and you can only eat the Truma and the Chalas if the Chalas is Tahor. If the Chalas is Tameya, you're not permitted to eat. The Truma is Tameya, the Chalas may not be allowed to eat it. Chalas chutz la'aretz, even though the chalas tameya, you're allowed to eat it. They never made it in. They never made such a chumer. And even if the kohen is tameh, it depends what level of tumah does he have. Does he have a tumah hayotza ala migufa? Is he a zav zav and nidi aletis a mitzoira that the tumah developed in him? Or did he go to a funeral? Let's say one of his seven relatives died and he had to attend the funeral. So he's tameh tumas mei. So the tumas mei didn't develop in him. Someone died and he was mekabel tumah from the mace. Someone went to the funeral. So the mace is avi avos hatumah. The one who goes to the funeral is an avat tumah and he touches the kain. The kain becomes a rishon of the tumah. So that's a tumas maga. That's not a tumah yotzeh l'migufa. So the kain in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat tumah bitumah, whether the kain is tumah, any level of tumah, or the tumah is tumah. Out of the question. Chalas chutz la'aretz, even though the challah is tummy, you're allowed to eat it. And if the kain is tummy, it depends what level of tumah. He's not allowed to eat the challah's chutz la'aretz if he has a tumah yotza l'megufay. So that's what Tosis quotes the Gemara. So let's say he's a kain katan. Katan usually means before the age of bar mitzvah. So here, kain katan means before the age of 9. Mentisha shonavi yamechad is biyasa biya. And the shechvazera that will come out from his body will make him into a balkeri. Before the age of 9, his aim biyasa biya, so the shechvazera is not mitam him, so he can't become a balkeri. After the age of 9, so a child before the age of 9 is called a kain katan. So a kain katan, by definition, can't be a balkeri. He may be mekabel tumah from someone else. He touched an adult. Let's say his mother touched him when she didn't go to mikveh yet. Mother's taking care of the child. So he has a tumas maga of the nida. He touched the nida. So that's not a tumah yotzeh l'migufay. So or let's say you have a kain gadol shetov l'keri. Kain gadol does mean the high priest, means a kain who's past 9 years old, who became a balkeri, but then he went to the mikveh. So he took off the tumas balkeri, but he's still a tummy mace, or he touched another tummy. So the tumas maga that he has does not prevent him from eating chalas chutz la'aretz. But if he has a tumah yotzeh l'megufa, that's either zav zav and nidi aledes a mitzora or balkeri. But machma balkeri is also called the balkeri is a big machlekes hatanoim. When a man becomes a balkeri, is that called tumas maga? Is that called tumah yotzeh l'megufa? Is it that the tipas keri is metamehim? He's only a rishon l'tumah. If the rishonim say he's only a rishon l'tumah, they say no. The tipas keri is an avhatumah, and he's an avhatumah. He's not a kabel tumah from the tipas keri. If he would be tumas maga, he should have been a rishon. Whenever the tumah is transmitted from one to another, so it always goes down a madrega. So the shichvazera is an avhatumah. So if you say the balkeri is tummy because his body is touching the shichvazera, he should be really a rishon l'tumah. So some rishonim say he is a rishon l'tumah, and others say no, he's an avhatumah. So that's. Sometimes we treat the balkeri as if he's a tumah yotzeh l'migufa, sometimes not. Here the Gemara says, when you get to eating chalas chutz la'aretz, you have to have either a kain katan before the age of 9, so he's not a balkeri. You have to have a kain gadol above the age of 9, shetovah l'keriyah. He was married and he became a balkeri, but then he went to the mikveh. He's no longer a balkeri. So even though he has other tumas, it's not a problem. So the... Right. The Shachan Yerideya discusses, why do we burn the Chalas Chutzla? Why don't we give it to the Kohen Katan? How come we don't give it to the Kohen who is younger than 9 years old, or to Kohen Gadol above 9 who went to the mikveh? So the Shach quotes the Maharil, who writes that min haTorah, if a person comes and he says, I am Jewish, I'm a Kohen, you believe him. He doesn't have to prove that he's Jewish or prove that he's a Kohen. A person comes and he's Echad Nahum in Bisurim, he's Nemo. Midirabbanan, the Gemara says in the second parak in Ksuvah, they made a Chumra Midirabbanan, my loss of the Yuchsin. So they said, a person comes and he says, I'm a Kohen, you shouldn't believe him. You should require that there should be another Eid Echad who testifies, I remember that his father was a Kohen. I know for a fact that this guy was a Kohen. So the Gemara says, this is a chumer midrabban. There's such a chumer midrabban. Also, let's say a couple comes to get divorced. So the couple comes to the rabbi. They say, I'm the husband, this is the wife. And he gives his wife a get. So how do you know that this is the husband, that's the wife? Maybe this is the boyfriend. Maybe she wants to get divorced from her husband, and this is the fellow who wants to marry her. And he makes believe that he's the husband, and he tells the rabbi. Rabbi doesn't know who he is. He tells the rabbi, my name is Pliny. And the rabbi writes a get. And then he gives the wife a ptur. And then they go to a different rabbi, and the wife says, oh, I have a ptur. My husband gave me a get. So how do you know that this is really the husband? So min haTorah, a man comes and he says, I am the husband. This is the wife. Min haTorah, he's bagloit, he's believed. In midrabbanan, the Gemara says, they introduce the chumra, you have to have hakarim and piacherim. You have to have an eid echad. Someone else says that this is the husband and this is the wife. I know for a fact. It's not the woman's boyfriend. This is really the husband. But then there's a Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah says, Mishaya Mushlach Babar. A Jew was put into prison, put into a dungeon, and the Romans are going to let him die there in the prison. He's just going to last there in the prison for months, whatever. And he wants to give his wife a get. He wants to spare his wife the agony of being an aguna. So he screams out, my name is Pliny, my wife's name is Plinus, and we live in such a city. Kol Hashem Es Kol Yichtav Get Liishti. So the Mishnah says, "Kaisvim inosan mafal pishein makirim." They write to get, even though they don't recognize his voice, they don't know who in the world he is. He tells us that his name is Pliny, so we believe him. So the Gemara says, "But what happened to the din? You always din hakarim epi acherim." So the Gemara seems to say that's how the Tzaddik Hachoshen explains that whole requirement hakarim epi acherim is a chumra midrabbanan. So b'shas hatchak, you revert back to the din there. So b'shas hatchak, kaisvim inosan mafal pishein makirim. You can write to get. Even though you don't recognize you don't know for sure. You revert back to the din derais. Same thing, let's say, to do chalitza. So let's say the husband lives in one country and he dies, and then the brother lives in the other side of the world. So the wife is going to travel to where the brother-in-law lives to get chalitza. So she has to pay, it's going to cost her $10,000 to go travel there. So she has to pay another person to come along with her, another $10,000. Someone should come and say that this is the almana and this is the brother. So the Achrayim say that every so often it would happen, a woman came from the other side of the world and she said she's the almana and the shayin, and we took her word for it because b'shas hatcha gadol, you don't require the hakarim at piachir.
Why did you say nobody knew she was married? She's coming to tell me, I was married, my husband died.
No, but she's going back to the other country. She's going back to the Altaheim. And there we know that she was married and then her husband died. We know she needs chalitza. So we allow her, we believe her when she says that she's the almana. Maybe she sent someone to make believe that this is the almana. Maybe the almana never showed up. So that's Mikra din deraisa, the person is believed to identify himself. It's a chumer midirabbanan that you should have hakarim and piachir. So the Shach quotes the Maharil that the Jewish nation has suffered so many pogroms throughout the history of the Golos that a lot of times this person is done, this Kayin from the village, the only survivor from the whole village. So you're going to be Machmer with the Rabbani, has to bring Hakarim and Piacherim. We're not going to have Hakarim. It happened after the Second World War. He's the only person who survived the whole village, and he says, here I am and I'm a Kayin. He has no way to prove that he's a Kayin. So Vishas HaTchagodl, we revert back to the Din Derai, so you're not going to be able to get another aid. So the Shach quotes the Maharil that since we have been in violation of this Takana de Rabbanon so many times over that we don't really fulfill this din, there is a clause of B'shas HaTchagodl, you revert back to the din deraisa. But we're not living up, bottom line, we're not living up to the Takana de Rabbanon, they should have Hakarim Piacherim. So the Maharil says that's why the Minhag developed that we avoid, by Ashkenazim, Minhag developed, we avoid eating the chalas chutzlars. Even though medina the gemara you can eat. Yeah.
Why
in rare cases.
She allowed to even give challah. She's the
Tamas,
the
challah
becomes Tamas automatically.
Yeah. Knowing that
she's going to take
challah,
it's making
challah Tamas. You have no choice. You have to be mafish challah. You're not mafish challah, it's also bachila. Once you're mafish challah, so it's a challah tahora, then there's an issue, you're not allowed to be metamayit. But if the woman is tamei when she's kneading the dough, so everything is tamei. The pot is tamei. So when you pour in the water, everything becomes tamei. Everybody's tamei. All the kelim are tamei. Everything is tamei. Well, you have to be mafrish chala even betuma. If you're mafrish chala betahara, you have to be careful not to let it become tamei. But by us, we're always mafrish chala betuma. The egg matzis is a problem. The egg matzis never had any. There are four things that are makabel tuma. Ode v'kelim ochlim amashkin. So oichlim have a special din. Chiyuta mayim al zera zayruah she'iz areya. Oichlim are only makabel tuma if they were rinsed off with water. If you have an apple, while it was hanging on the tree, it rained on the apple a lot. But it's not makabel tuma when it's attached to the tree. And it's not makabel hechsher when it's attached to the tree. You have to detach the apple from the tree and then rinse it off with water. So the egg matzahs for Pesach, the matzahs for Pesach, they mix with water. That's flour with water. The egg matzahs, where they put in apple cider and they put in eggs, if they're going to put in water, then it's going to be memaher lahachman. So they're careful not to put in any water. And the flour is not bleached flour. Flour all year long is bleached flour. So it's washed off with water an awful lot. That's chametz dika flour is bleached. It's washed off with water. Pesach dika flour is not washed off with water. So the egg matzahs for Pesach, that's an issue. When they're mafresh challah, so it's really challah tahira. It's not challah tamei. So what are they burning challah tahira for? If you have challah tamei, you understand why you burn.
But the people that are working with the flour are tummy. They make it tummy automatically.
No, but it's not mekabel tuma unless it was in contact with water. So the Pesach dika egg matzahs are not in contact with water. The regular matzahs are in contact with water. That's what matzah is. Flour with water. Those are the only ingredients, flour with water. But the egg matzahs only have eggs and apple cider. It doesn't have any water. If it would have water with the apple cider, it would be memaya lahachmet.
So you put a little wine in it.
Okay, if you put in wine, then it's hukshul kabal tuma, then it will be tummy. But if you didn't put in any wine, then it's not hukshul kabal tuma. So that's challah tahira. So challah tahira is not right. You shouldn't really burn it. That's a dimish meris jamaisa. You're not supposed to destroy challah tahira. So what are you supposed to do with it? Have a kohen eat it. So which kohen is going to eat it? So we have this minig. The Maharil has a minig Ashkenazim. The Sfarim don't have that. The Maharil writes minhagim from the Ashkenaz. That the Ashkenazim have the minig. That because we went through so many different pogroms and we're for so many centuries we're in violation of the takana, the rabbanim should have hakarim and piacherim, so we avoid eating matzah, we avoid eating challah unless you get stuck b'shas hatchak, you have no brera. Okay, so then you.
What does the
Maharil
say about the egg matzah?
No, so he says if you have a big shas hatchak, then you do allow a kohen to eat it.
Or someone under 9 years old.
Okay. That by definition, yes, Gasvardi, okay. So Nachamal, so there are a lot of kulas. The Chalas Chutzlart, the Gemara in Pchoris Daf Chozayin and Beis lists one after the other. So the Mishnah in Chala mentions one of the kulas. There are many more kulas that the Gemara. Mishnah in Chala only has one. The Gemara says, second line from the bottom of Kuvdala and Menalef Umino Temra. Where do I get this idea from? Where do you come off to say Temra? To say the Lord. Who says you have the right to make gzeira l'gzeira? It's a mishnah. This not chalas chutzarts necheles im hazar al shulchan hazar is a non koyin. So you're going to have a koyin and a levi or koyin and yisrael are very friendly with each other. And when they eat their tuna fish sandwich every day, sometimes they nibble each other's bread. Sometimes they nibble each other's lunch. So the din permits a koyin to eat chalas chutzarts with a zar to eat whatever he's eating for lunch on the same table, even though they're friendly. You don't make a gzera, maybe the zar will eat from the chalas chutzlars. So you make a lanet, because the whole gzera, whole prohibition of ha'aloh, not to have two people eating, one fleshigs, one milchigs, not to have someone eating truma, the other guy's not allowed to eat truma, So you're afraid that the Zar will nibble part of the Truman. The whole thing is Gzera Derabbana. Achal's Chutzlarts, it's Gzera L'Gzera. So you have, it's not proper to make such a Gzera. And then it continues, V'nitenes L'chol Koyin She'yirtze. This is the question, what does that mean? So let's go, Rashi has Pashup Shot. You're not supposed to give Truma Deraisa to a Koyin who's not too learned, because he may be Mizalzal in the Taharas HaTruma. He may permit the Truma to become Tomei, and then he's going to go ahead and eat it. So that's not right. He'll eat the Truma when it's Tomei. So Chalas Chutzlarts, even if the Challah does become Tomei, the din is you're allowed to eat it. If the Koyin is Tomei with the Tumah Yotza Olamigufa, then he's not allowed to eat it. If the Koyin is Tomei Tumas Maga, he may eat it. The Challah is never going to be Tumah Yotza Olamigufa. Challah is always going to be Tumas Maga. Challah is not a human being. You can't have a Tumah Yotza Olamigufa. So the Mishnah says, and a Chalas Chutzlarts, Mishnah lists off two kulas. There's no Isser of Ha'alo ala Shulchan, because the worst it is, Chalas Chutzlarts, only the Rabbah. So it's a Gzeru L'Gzeru. And also, Nitenes L'chol Koyin She'yitzeh, you don't have to be so worried about the Tumah. Even if the Koyin will allow the Chalas Chutzlarts to become Tumah, he's still allowed to eat it. So that's where Rav Yosef brings a Raya. Minot, I can prove that Rav Ashi's Pshat in the Mishnah is wrong. The second line in the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to have two people eat chicken. He's eating chicken and I'm having cheese. That's a gzera of halach. So if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, that chicken is only the Rabbanon, but still it's also the Vashio, how do you read the second line in the Mishnah? Also the halach ala shulchan? He's allowed to eat fish and I'll have milchiks, because he's allowed to eat grasshoppers. I'll have milchiks. So my Mishnah don't bust the at all by fish and grasshoppers. But on chicken, there is basa b'cholav. So you say, if it's only basa b'cholav, there are banan. You're going to be an isa, gzeres halah. The Mishnah and Chalas says, you don't make a gzeres halah on Chalas Chutzlarts, because it's a gzera l'gzer. So from the fact that the second line in the Mishnah says that there is a gzeres halah, one person shouldn't eat chicken, the other person eat the milchiks, that shows that the Mishnah holds the loki Rabbi Kiva, that chicken is basa b'cholav, their rice. That's Rabbi Yosef's proof. Rav Yosef was the Rebbe of Abaye. So very often Abaye disagrees with Rav Yosef, all over Shas. Abaye disagrees with Rav Yosef. Today it's a psa style to have. Emunas Chachamim, no one ever argues with the Rebbe. I don't know. He's supposed to argue with the Rebbe. Abaye a lot of times argues with Rav Yosef, so sometimes we pass like Abaye, and sometimes Rav Yosef explains himself. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye is challenging the Rebbe. So he asks him, Bishlemi Yashmina Chalas Chutzlars Ba'oretz. The Mishnah that you're telling me, that's an Isa de Rabbanon, Kal. Chalas Chutzlorets in Chutzlorets. I'm not a Kohen. I'm allowed to eat lunch, my tuna fish, same, at the same time that he's eating Chalas Chutzlorets. It can never come to an Isa de Raisa. Mamish, nowhere near. I live in America. It's not shach to have an Isa de Raisa. So Abaye says, Bishlema, if you would have had a Mishnah that would say, Chalas Chutzlorets ba'oretz, in Eretz Yisrael, I can eat my tuna fish sandwich, and the Kohen is eating his Chalas Chutz La'aretz, and in Eretz Yisrael, there is Chalas Deraisa. Bizman Hazeh is no Chalas Deraisa. But the Mishnah is assuming that such a thing exists. Bizman Bais Rishon, there was Chalas Deraisa. So if you would have showed me a Mishnah that says two people can eat at the same table, one is a non-Kohen, and he's eating a tuna fish sandwich, and the Kohen is eating Chalas Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, the equal mixam mishum chalas aoritz deraisa, chalan eretzel is deraisa, and the Mishnah would have said, loy gazvina, we're allowed to eat on the same table, then you have a good right. Equal mishma mino, it's a good proof that you don't make a gzer l'gzer. But the Mishnah isn't talking about the kohen eating chalas chutzlarts in Eretz Yisrael. He's eating chalas chutzlarts in America. It's so far away from Eretz Yisrael, nowhere near it than deraisa. So that's less than a gzer l'gzer. That's a much lower. Even if you hold, you have a right to make a gzera l'gzera. If the other thing is a gzera derabbanan, that's close to a deraisa. Chalas chutzlarts in America is so far away from an isa deraisa that for sure you don't make a gzera l'gzera. Ela chutzlarts, the Mishnah says, I'm allowed to eat lunch the same time the kohen is eating chalas chutzlarts mishum delecha lemigzahu. It's so far away from Eretz Yisrael, that's an isa derabbanan kal. Aval hacha, but over here, Abaye Tainis, you should make Gzera L'Gzera. Sometimes it does make sense. Isharis le'lasuki of a gvina, if you'll permit, even if you hold that chicken is only the Rabbanan. So Abaye says still, if you'll permit one person to eat chicken, the other person to eat the cheese, the end will, the result will be osel asuki basar agvina. If you'll allow people to have chicken at the same time the other one is having milchiks, next thing you know, people will have fleshiks and the other guy's eating milchiks, and someone will have both together. So he says there are different levels of gzeira l'gzeira. That's what bottom line. The Gemara says a lot of times they did make a gzeira l'gzeira. The Gemara says, kulu chad gzeirahi. When they made the first gzeira, they foresaw that they better expand this gzeira, the rabbanon, otherwise they're going to be trampled upon, it's going to be violated all the time, and then the people will come to violate the din deraisa. So a lot of times they felt compelled to make a gzeira l'gzeira. That's what the Shach quotes in Taisus on Ardaf. There's a Taz in Hilchas Basar B'chol. So the Taz writes like this: if you have chicken and milk, it's only Basar B'chol of the Rabbanon. And if they weren't cooked together, it's only Basar B'chol of the Rabbanon. So if you have a sandwich, chicken and cheese in the same sandwich, and it's not cooked together, it's Mutter, because it's only Exer El Exer. That's what the Taz writes. So the Shach says against the Nafan Egemar, you can't have bread with butter, with cheese, with chicken. It is a gzeir l'gzeir, but he says sometimes they did make a gzeir l'gzeir. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. And you can never tell when gzeir l'gzeir is mutam and gzeir l'gzeir is us.
And it's not mishmeres to mishmeres because it's the original intent.
Originally, when they made the first gzeir, they included everything.
Right.
So that's what the Taisus points out. So the Shach quotes that Taisus.
The Rebbe says, it's basa bichal, not basa vichal.
That's a different thing. That basa b'chol deras is only if they were cooked together. If you just eat flesh, basa v'chol with avav, that's mutaman atar. It's only basa b'chol. The basa was cooked in cholov, and the two are connected, so then it's basa b'chol deras.
That's why a sandwich would be basa b'chol.
Fleshiks and milchiks together, it's only the rabbanim. Only the rabbanim. To wait 6 hours isn't even the rabbanim. To wait 6 hours is a minig, but that's a minig from the days of the Gemara. That's a very old minig. To wait 1 hour, that's a shayla. The Chasam Sofer wants to say, to wait 1 hour after fleishiks, he thinks that's a din derabbanan. To wait an extra 5 hours, or whatever, people wait 3 hours, 6 hours, to wait more than 1 hour, that's a minik, an old minik from the days of the Gemara. So he says, he thinks of l'chapanav kemina la'alocha. Let's say a person has, years ago, a person had ulcers, and he used to think if he drinks warm milk, it's going to help for the ulcers. I think now they realize, Baba Mice doesn't help. Doesn't help. So let's say a person has, he's fleshig, and he has an ulcer attack. He doesn't feel well. And he wants to have warm milk, but he didn't wait 6 hours. So the Chasam Sofer says, if you have a slight ache and pain, so you don't have to wait 6 hours. He thinks 1 hour is a real din derabbanan. So you should only be matir to have milchiks within 1 hour, if he's really a chor l'shem v'sakon, if he really has a major problem. But to be makel on the extra 5 hours after the first 1 hour, any slight ache and pain is enough to be makel on that, because that's only a minig. You're not mechuyev to be machmer as much on a minig as you're machmer on a din derabbanan. The Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei quotes a very funny tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer lived at the beginning of the Reform movement. Rabbi Kevega, Chasam Sofer, Ephraim Zalman Margolius. So they all had tshuvas against the Reform. So the Reform first started off by picking on minhagim. I think we mentioned, though, the Maram Shik has a one of his tshuvas, he writes that they had the Reform rabbis had a convention, and they came up with two maskonas at the end of the convention. Number one, they did away with Kol Nidre, because they said it's a Chil Hashem, because all the Jewish businessmen, they don't keep their word, and they said, we made Kol Nidre a matter all in a dorm. So they said, you shouldn't say Kol Nidre, and then they permitted intermarriage. He said, yeah, it's permissible to intermarry with the goyim. So the Maram Shik says, terrible, terrible, the intermarriage, that's never going to fly. I don't care, that doesn't bother me. That's not going to take. But Kol Nidre? The Kol Nidre, they're going to get away with the Kol Nidre. I can't let them get away with that. They're worried about Minhagim, because that's the way the Reform movement started. First they started to chep in Minhagim, and after they chepped the Minhagim, then they knocked off Dinim the Rabbanim, Hey Mamru, the rabbis made a din. We're rabbis. We have a right to revoke a din the Rabbanim. And then they threw out all the Dinim the Raisa also. So the Chasam Sofer has in one of the tshuvas where he's attacking the Reform, he says, you better realize that a minig is more chomer than a din derabbanan. A din derabbanan sofik derabbanan lekula, but a minig is mitam neder, and a neder is a din deraisa, so sofik minig is lechomer. So it's a very difficult tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva quotes this. and Yeriday quotes this Chasam Sofer. Very difficult. It contradicts another 20 places in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer where he writes the normal way that if Safik Derabbanan Lekula, Safik Minig is certainly Lekula. A Minig is Mitam Neder only Midirabbanan. That's a Beferish Gemara. And the Dor, Minig Mitam Neder is only Midirabbanan. There's Bal Yachal Midirabbanan. It's not really a Minig Mitam Neder Deraisa. So there is no such thing. A Minig is Mohammed than a Din Derabbanan. So that's a funny expression that the Chasam Sofer writes there. It's strange from all the 25 Tshuvas that the Chasam Sofer talks about. So the Pesach HaJuapunk quotes this one. The one where the Chasam Sofer writes a quirk that you have to be more medactic on a minig. We know what he's driving at. He was opposed to the reform that they were picking on Minhagim. So this is the Gemara about Gzera L'Gzera. So Abayi says the different levels of it. Is it Gzera? Is it Gzera Krov? Is it Gzera Achoika? Chalas Chutzlartz and Chutzlartz is so far away from the Din Deraisa. That makes sense to say. You don't make a gzeir l'gzeir. But if you have chalas chutzlartz and you're reading it in Eretz Yisrael, maybe there you should make a gzeir l'gzeir. You can't tell from this Mishnah, you can't tell what the din should be in all other cases of gzeir l'gzeir. Then the Gemara asks a different kasha. On the Mishnah itself, Mishnah says, we're not permitted to have two people. You're going to have a sandwich of chicken and I'm going to have a cheese sandwich. So the Mishnah says we're not allowed to eat at the same table unless you have a hecker, because we're afraid I may nibble from yours. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? So I didn't wait 6 hours. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? It's only the Rabbanan. The worst thing that can happen is only the Rabbanan. They weren't cooked together. But v'chalav derais is only us if the two were cooked together. Maskev l'Rav Sheish is freaked on the Mishnah. He doesn't understand the whole Mishnah. Sof sof tzayin b'tzayin and who? What's the great tragedy? How can the Mishnah have a gzera derabbanan also lahalas al shulchan? I'm not allowed to eat milchiks when you're eating fleishiks. I may nibble from yours, but they weren't cooked together. Just have fleishiks and milchiks at the same time is only derabbanan. So the whole gzera of halah is always a gzera l'gzera. Amar Abaye, and for the Gemara it's a gzera shemiyala bilfis resech. No, we're afraid. He may have a bowl of burning hot flesh. The flesh was cooked in the pot. And then the balabasta put some of the flesh on the plate. And the flesh on the plate is burning hot. So I'm going to have some of the burning hot flesh, but the cheese in my mouth at the same time is going to get cooked together. Freg de Gemara, no, but still, sof sof. Klisheni hu, klisheni ain't a mevashel. If the balabasta, you don't serve the pot that you cook the chicken in the plate, you don't put the pot on the table. You take the chicken, you put it on a plate. The plate is already klisheni. So the din is in Hilchos Shabbos, klisheni ain't a mevashel. So the Gemara assumes that klisheni ain't a mevashel applies to basa b'cholav also. Not all the dinim of Hilchos Shabbos carry over. But klisheni ain't a mevashel does carry over. That's another question. What about bishul achad bishul? It's also a discussion in Yeriday. Right? Right, okay. The Gemara doesn't mention that. That's a strong point. So the Gemara says, if it's klisheni, so it can't be basal chalav deraisa anyway. So the Gemara, no, it's still... What? Okay, machlekes, whether there's a din of klisheni by a dover gush. Okay, so maybe it means that it's liquefied. Mikra din, the din is that a dover gush is also klisheni. We're machmer like the mashal, that to treat a dover gush is kolzman as yatzales, we treat it as if it were a kli rishima. Mikra din, it really is klisheni. So you say, from this gemara, it sounds a little bit that even a dover gush, there is a din of klisheni. Okay. And for the gemara, gzera shemi ala bilfis rishon. It's a far-fetched gzera. The balabasta may put the pot in which it was cooked on the table. And the other person is going to be put the cheese into the flesh. I'm going to be bishul in a klisheni. Yeah. This din. Why is there no bishul be klisheni? So Tosfos writes in Masechet Shabbos, because ain't derech bishul bekach. It's not normal to cook in a klisheni. Whenever it is normal to cook, the Gemara says it will be bishul derais. If you have some kind of food that's kalei habishul, it doesn't need that much heating. And it can get cooked very easily. So then the Gemara says it'll be a melacha deraisa to cook kale habishul in a klisheni. So the reason why there's no bishul b'klisheni because ain't derech bishul b'kach. So on Shabbos, if you do a melacha kalacha yad, so it's only the rabbanon, it's not deraisa because it lacks melachas machshavos. Whenever you do a deshinui, it lacks melachas machshavos. But in Basa B'chalav, there is no requirement for Malachas Machshevas. So why does the Gemara assume such a Dava Pasha that Klisheni Eina Mevashel even by Basa B'chalav? So the answer is, the Gemara in Pesachim has it. It's a din, Al Techel Menu No Abashel Mevushel Ba'amayim. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if it's gedempt the flesh, if it's cooked. It has to be broiled. Kim Tzliyesh, Rosh Al Krav Al Kirba. So the Gemara says, what if you cooked the Korban Pesach and the Klisheni? So the Gemara says again, Klisheni Eina Mevashel. That's also, it's not Hilcha Shabbos. It's not governed with the rules and regulations of Malachas Machshevis, that if you do Kalacha Yad, or you do Adeshino, it won't be a Din Deraisa. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, Bishul B'Klisheni doesn't count. Sometimes our Chana Vassman has a whole essay about this. Sometimes, if you do something Kalacha Yad in a strange fashion, sometimes it's only a Din in Hilcha Shabbos, sometimes it's a Din in Kol HaTerekula. If you do something in a strange fashion, sometimes in Kol HaTerekula it doesn't count. Take for example, a person writes with his right hand. A person is a writer. He writes with the right hand on Shabbos. That's a malacha deraisa. He writes with the left hand. It's going to be a sloppy mess. He's a righty. So that's only ksivim derabbanan. That's how the Mishnah says. So pashtus is hakoseh b'smolo is kalacha yad. So it's a din in hilchos Shabbos. What if you write a sefer Torah with your left hand? A person is a righty, and he writes a sefer Torah with his left hand. A person is a righty. He writes a get with the left hand. So the din is unique ksivah lishma. So is that called ksiva? So the Beis Yosef raises the possibility that it's no good. That if a person writes a Sefer Torah with the left hand, he's a righty, writes with the left hand, he says it could be that it's no good. Nehilchas Gitnei Kot, could be it's no good by the get, and could be it's no good by the Sefer Torah. Some of the dinim in Hilchas Shabbos, Kalacha Yad, are unique only to Hilchas Shabbos. Kalacha Yad is only the Rabbanim because it lacks Malachas Machshevis. And sometimes Kalacha Yad is a din Kol HaTorah Kula. You do something in an abnormal fashion, it doesn't count as that maisa. So yeah, Bishul B'Klisheni is one of those dinim. It's not called Bishul and Kol HaTorah Kula, not just in Hilchos Shabbos.
I think the part off the fire is still with Klisheni.
Yeah. We assume that part, even though it's not a Gabi Hoesh, it's still, Kozman is Yatzoled, it's a Klisheni, right? The Shach quotes such a Yerushalmi, that it's only Klisheni, Bizmancho, Hu'ur Mahalach Tachtov. Only if the fire is underneath. Once you take the pot off of the fire, then it's no longer Kli Rishon. But we don't follow that Yerushalmi. We follow the Bavli. The Bavli says that even after it's taken off from the fire, our Gemara, even after you take it off of the fire, it's still going to be Dinik Kli Rishon. Okay. The bottom line, that's the Maskana. That we say, the Mishnah, we go like Rav Yosef. The Mishnah is assuming the Loike Rabbi Akiva. Because if you would have assumed that the chicken and milk would only be derabbanan, it would have been muta levashel. The fact that it's also levashel is a dead giveaway that is deraisa. And then the next line in the Mishnah, also lehalas al shulchan, that it's a gzeirah legzeirah. You can't say you're not allowed to be mal al shulchan chicken and milchix. If chicken is only derabbanan, it should be muta lehalas al shulchan. That's where Rav Yosef argues. Okay. Parshas Vayeshev ends off with Yosef is sitting in the prison, and then he interprets the Chaloimus for the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Ha'ifim, and he tells the Sar Mashkim, you're gonna survive. Sar Ha'ifim is gonna get killed by the king, and then he requests of the Sar Ha'mashkim, Kim Zachartani, when you get out of, when you're gonna be released from the prison, when Paro is gonna have his birthday party.
Remember.
So don't forget to get to help me, get me out of prison. So the pasuk concludes, the parsha concludes, if you got all about him. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that the next parsha begins, Vayimikech Nasaimi. I mean, so the pasuk shot is that Parah had a dream, and then and then the Sarah Mashkim remembered that this fellow Yosef knows how to interpret dreams. So Yosef interpreted the dream, that's how he got out of prison. So the Medrash says, no, the cause and effect, everything was fakir. It's not that the dream was the cause and the effect that he got out of the prison. The cause was, he was punished to stay in prison another 2 years, because he lacked bitochen. He shouldn't have asked the Sarah Mashkim to help him get out. That was a violation of bitochen for him. For Yosef and his madrega, bitochen, that was a violation. So he was punished that he has to stay in prison another 2 years. And in Hashemayim, they caused that Parah should have a dream. The dream of para is the effect. That's not the cause. The cause was that the 2 years the 2 years were up. 2 years are up, so it's time for Yosef to go free. How are we going to get him to go free? So the Baruch Shalom saw him in Hashemayim. Para should have a dream, and they're going to need someone to interpret the dream. So Yosef interprets it. That's how he gets out of the prison. So this is a famous discussion that all of the Mefarshim talk about. What exactly is bitachin? What does it mean over here? Yeah, he should have had bitachin. He shouldn't have asked Nisara Mashkin. Bitachin means, let's say, a single boy. He just sits back and he learns, and the shidduch is going to come in Hashemayim. A guy gets married. Parnassah is going to fly in Hashemayim. You have to go. You have to go call the girl up and make a date. You have to go apply for a job. You have to get a job. You can't just sit back and assume that everything is going to happen by itself. In this world, you have to. You have to daven also. Yankee prepares himself for Milchama, but he also prepares himself for Tefillah. You have to be misfollowed also. The Gemara says, how can a person be successful in marriage? And the Gemara says, do this, that, the other thing, and offer a prayer. How can a person be successful in making a parnasa? Do this, that, and the other thing, and offer a Tefillah. You always have to offer a Tefillah, but just to rely on a Tefillah alone, that's ridiculous. That's not bitochen. That's not bitochen. You have to always have a hishtadlus. So what was wrong? What did Yosef do wrong over here? That the Medrash condemns him and says he was punished. He had to stay an extra 2 years in the prison because he violated bitochen. So the Mefarshim discussed that. So the Chazanish, when he has a whole essay of this, the Chazanish has a whole essay that he never finished. Kuntres Amunah bitochen. So he never published it. So after he passed away, so they found this incomplete manuscript. And he had no children. So his relatives had this whole shiloh, what should they do? So they decided an incomplete manuscript of the Chazon Ish is better than a complete book by somebody else. So they printed the 5.5 chapters. It's a whole essay, a little safer. So they decided to print it, very nice, but it left off in the middle. It's not completed. That's where he has a whole attack against the Muslim movement. He wasn't so keen on a lot of the Bali Musa, the Musanikis. So he has a little bit about this also. So he discusses there, what does it mean, bitochen? So he says, people make a mistake. Someone is deathly sick. So they say, you got to have bitochen, he's going to pull through. They said, that's ridiculous. Who says he's going to pull through? There's a 50-50 chance. He may survive, may not survive. He says that bitochen means that there's hashgacha. We believe in hashgacha pratis and believe that whatever happens to a person, something good happens, something bad happens. Everything is nigzam and hashamayim. And nothing is going to happen which is against the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So bitochen just means I lead my life according to this emunah, according to this principle in emunah of Hashgacha Pratis. The Ribbono Shel Olam, if I deserve to live, I will live. If I deserve to die, I will die. Nothing is going to it's not going to happen that I'm going to die by accident. If I die, that's the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't mean that you should be convinced that everything is going to go well. Maybe the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you should die. That's not bitachon. Bitachon means whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, that's what's going to happen. But a normal person shouldn't just rely whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants is going to happen. No. You need a shidduch, you have to go look for the shidduch. You need a parnas, you have to go look for the parnas. See, if someone is in prison, he should do hishtadlus. So he says, no, but this was an improper hishtadlus. The Chazanish suggests, others give different suggestions. The Chazanish suggests that Pasuk says, Rashi quotes in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei ha-gev asher sam Hashem miftach v'lo paneh al erhovim v'sotei chazov. So Rashi doesn't quote the whole Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk. So the Medrash says the Mitzrim was such mushchosim in Midas, they had no sense of hakaras hatoif to anyone. So Yosef HaTzadik is asking the Tzara Mashkim, Have a hakoras hatoif to me. I helped you. I interpreted your dream and I calmed you down. So do me a toif. So he should have realized the mitzrim would did not have this midah of hakoras hatoif at all. So this was like grasping at straws. This was it just indicated that he was just full of desperation. When a person is desperate, so then he'll do anything, even if it's ridiculous. That's not called hishtadlus. Hishtadlus means something that's reasonable, chach a little bit. This was totally unreasonable. So that's why it was a violation of bitochen. But normally, a person is in a predicament. should try to do whatever is reasonable in order to pull through. This was absolutely unreasonable. A lot of times people don't realize that bitochen doesn't mean you have bitochen, everything is going to work out well. It doesn't mean that. Bitochen means the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prevail. Whatever he wants will prevail. So you don't have to fall to pieces. Whatever the Baruch Shalom wants will happen. Sometimes if you don't do the right hishtadlus, you deserve to be punished. If, let's say, the government said mandatory evacuation, you have to leave your house because you may get killed. So if a guy doesn't evacuate, then he gets killed. So it's his own fault. So what is going to say? He has bitachin. If the Baruch Shalom wants me to die, I'm going to die. If he wants me, no. The Baruch Shalom wants you to leave your house. He wants you to take care of your good health. If you don't take care of your health, so you're going to, you may suffer. You may die because that itself is improper. That's hoilulus. That's not bitachin. Bitachin means whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants will prevail. And sometimes my not doing a shtadlus, that itself is an avera for which I will deserve to be punished. It's a tricky concept.
Put it in the Jewish press last week. They can keep it.
Good. Okay.
God goes to Eretz Yisrael, starts saying the same time he comes over here, he has to keep saying.